I would say absolutely consider going to LCCC first, depending on what you value, especially if you're really trying to get a good education at really affordable rates. And also if you really do value potential mentorship and having a little bit more close-knit community and being involved in the community, really consider LCCC. Do that for 2 to 3 years and then go to get your bachelor's degree.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Malpe. We explore careers, college majors, and more so you can be a success here on the LCCC campus and beyond. I'm a career counselor, and I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, my special guest is Udell Holmes. Udell is an adjunct instructor and course designer at Lorain County Community College. He teaches a class called Introduction to the LCCC Community SDEV 190. It's specifically designed for students who want to get their start at LCCC, then transfer over to Cleveland State or Kent State University. Even if you're not transferring to those schools, I encourage you to listen because the information we'll give you most likely could apply to many Ohio colleges or universities. Welcome to the program, Udell Holmes.
Thanks for having me, Janet.
How did you decide that LCCC was right for you, and why not directly go to a four-year college or university?
I started, actually, my first year was at Kent State University, and I really did like it there. I did meet some nice people, and I had a lot of fun. But when I ultimately reflected after the first year about how much money it costs to live on that university, I ultimately decided, I was like, I think I can do this at much affordable rates. And that's when I decided to go to LCCC. And I would say it was one of the best decisions of my life. At LCCC, I got direct mentorship from professors that I don't quite think I would have gotten at a four-year university. One of my bigger mentors was probably Dr. Michelle Faust, and even Professor Jim Jordan. They became more my mentors, especially when we started doing research for Psi Beta, which is a national honor society for psychology. And that was probably one of the key elements to my success, I guess, in my undergraduate career.
And now tell us what you're planning to do.
So recently, actually, I got accepted into two PhD programs, and ultimately I accepted the offer from University of Florida for the clinical psych program with a specialization in neuropsychology. So I will be dedicating about 4 years in University of Florida to end up with my doctorate and hopefully be a practicing psychologist, neuropsychologist.
You know, that's a huge jump from probably what you thought you were going to do when you were 17 years old.
Absolutely. If you told my 17-year-old self, like, this is where you would be, you'd be in a PhD program, my 17-year-old self would say, get out of here. It can be hard to imagine that many years in the future and also have that encouragement and that self-esteem. And that's, again, where I give a lot of credit to the LCC community, to the mentors that I've had along the way that put me and really encouraged me to shine and put me in positions of leadership where I had actual faith in myself and I was able to overcome my imposter syndrome, is what we like to call it.
Imposter syndrome. Tell me about that.
Imposter syndrome is essentially the belief that the reason why you might start getting successful is it was all luck. It was none of your hard work. You don't really belong there. It really does affect a lot of, especially young students, kind of feel like a fraud. And it was a lot of people, even from like incredibly smart people, when I got this internship with Columbia University, even some of these really, really smart kids, including myself, were all dealing with this kind of imposter syndrome, because you went from like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a kid out from Ohio. You know, I grew up in Lorain, and now I'm at Columbia University Medical Center in this prestigious college. And I'm like, I don't belong here. This is what your brain starts telling you. Your brain starts freaking out. And it takes a lot to kind of get over with, but it takes a lot of positivity and encouragement.
And now you teach at this college, at LCCC. Tell us about the class. Who's it designed for? And I wonder if you ever talk about that kind of stuff in that class.
Yes. So it is an intro college course, but specifically designed and specializes into students who are interested into doing the partnership program with either Cleveland State University or Kent State University, usually designed through going either transferring or doing the university partnership program.
Okay. And what kind of things do you teach in that class?
So we have a broad kind of curriculum where we teach things like emotional intelligence. This is the ability to manipulate or manage your own emotions and also help other people's emotions as well. So those are the more psychology elements that we like to teach. But we also teach about the many and vast resources that LCC provides you, that if you were ever in trouble or you ever had needed help, there's a lot of programs, especially at the ARC, that are free for you. And then ultimately with a specialization, it's also basically telling students at a very young age too about, well, if you're thinking about getting your bachelor's degree, here are some academic career pathways, either through the partnership program or through transferring, that you can start thinking about. So they're not blindsided when they're graduating with their associate's degree of like, okay, well, then what's next?
So if you had like a brother or sister who thought that they were going to go to Cleveland State or Kent State or some other Ohio university, what would you tell them?
I would say absolutely consider going to LCCC first, depending on what you value, especially if you're really trying to get a good education at really affordable rates. And also if you really do value potential mentorship and having a little bit more close-knit community and being involved in the community, really consider LCCC. Do that for 2 to 3 years and then go to get your bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm. Because right now, I think the tuition for CSU and Kent State is about $11,000 for the year. And right now, the LCC's tuition is about $4,000. So that's quite a lot of money just in tuition. We're not even talking about the savings of room and board, right?
Yes. And most universities, you know, first 2 years usually, they want you to live on campus, which is even more expensive. And then you have a meal plan, which is another $2,000 to $3,000. And it really does add up, even with scholarships.
Do you have any student loans?
The only student loans I have is a little bit residuals from Kent State and from Cleveland State University. All my student loans I got from LCCC, I was able to pay for out of pocket.
So you were able to graduate with your Associate of Arts degree from Lorain County Community College, pretty much debt-free, right? And you obtained an AA degree.
Yep. And CSU, and even doing the partnership program, because I didn't have to live on campus anymore, definitely helped cut costs there too of my last two second years.
Was there a particular person in your life that really, really impacted you on this campus?
You know, I just have a lot of people, whether it was Dr. Michelle Faust, Dr. Ballinger played a huge role into my success, the people and Student Senate. Basically, the two people I ended up choosing for my letters of recommendation when I was applying for my PhD program was actually Dr. Michelle Faust and Dr. Ballinger, who I would say those are probably one of my top two.
How specifically was Dr. Ballinger helpful to you?
Well, sitting on Student Senate, not only did her positivity and her actually care about student matters and basically actually giving me and by derivative the student body a voice, I think really encouraged me. It really helped make me feel like I was doing something for others, but also being a part of the community and gaining those invaluable leadership skills. If the students really didn't need anything or we needed to have some type of resource, she always tried to provide as much as possible. You know, actually, even afterwards, when I graduated, she actually gave me a book. And this was, I graduated during coronavirus, so this was, you know, a really rough time. I still was able to finish with good grades, but with all the fear and uncertainty as the coronavirus was breaking out, and I was finishing up my undergrad honors thesis, it was really stressful. And, I had to take actually like a little gap year to even try to apply to my PhD program. But she gave me this really great book here, actually. Let me see. It's called Thank You for Being Late, and it's an optimist guide to thriving in the age of accelerations. And she even left me a little note in there, but basically it was a very centering book in a time of very uncertainty to remain positive. And I really, really did appreciate that from her.
What'd she say in the note?
It's kind of the thing. She says, Udell, your leadership at LCCC, serving as the 2019 to 2020 Student Senate President, has been extraordinary and speaks to your integrity, scholarship, and perseverance.
For those who don't know who Dr. Ballinger is, can you let them know who that is?
Yeah, so Dr. Ballinger is the president of Lorain County Community College. She's a great leader at the college, and she does amazing work. She sets some actionable goals. One of her big things is, though, a culture of care, which is supposed to, you know, spread out where the university, the faculty, the staff, we all care for each other and for the students, and that care is supposed to basically ripple out in the effects of the community. Yeah, she's an amazing person.
Are you getting paid for this? This little promo that you're doing here for?
No, this is all completely free. No, I always just try to remain humble, and I really do. When I'm self-reflecting, I always do realize how much, you know, LCCC has been to my career path.
So come to LCCC, get your education, but also get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. It's student engagement. Any type of career or university loves to see that. I think it really does separate you and shows that you are different and unique. If, for example, oh yeah, this person has a 4.0 GPA, but let's say you have like maybe a 3.5, a little bit lower, but they see that you did leadership positions. They saw that you were volunteer community. I'm willing to bet they're going to choose you over the student who did nothing but just focus on the coursework. Because you showed initiative, you showed drive, you showed compassion towards your community, but also you showed leadership skills. And that is being highly, highly valued, even in my PhD program.
Adele, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this.
If you're planning to transfer to another Ohio college or bachelor's degree or beyond, I encourage you to consider getting your start at LCCC or your local community college. You can save a ton of money and get the support you need to explore majors or get started on your career journey. If you're also interested or unsure about your career direction and want help completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.